Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866. Four Seasons.
You may dislike Ja Morant even more after tonight. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt with you, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I love the headline because of injuries and the way NBA players always sit out. NFL too. Grizzlies say Ja Morant is a legitimate game time call against the Mavericks for the play-in spot tonight to decide the number 8 seed in the Western Conference. Not a regular game-time call, not a ha-ha, wink-wink. No, it's a legitimate game-time call. After Ja came down on the ankle, had the right ankle injury, he stepped on Buddy Hield's foot in that Warriors game with 4:25 left in the third quarter. He got up, he finished a three-point play, he went to the bench, he did return early in the fourth and finished with 22 points, but if you are the 75% of the Tolos who did not want them to win the other night, you are not going to love this news if Ja Morant is missing or compromised and you want Nico's season to end.
Yeah, I would. I'd much prefer if Ja Morant would be out there actually playing. That would be helpful. Dallas, look, I mean, this is. It's funny. I was scrolling through Reddit looking for stuff yesterday, and I just happened along the Sacramento Kings forum, and there was somebody posted in the fourth quarter. It was just their entire fan base melting down of just like, I can't believe we're making Nico Harrison look okay tonight. Like, that was what they just thought was the most embarrassing thing, period. So I would hope that Memphis would have a similar feeling and that they'd be locked in and ready to go, because this is, they're better than Dallas right now.
Well,
they,
you know,
should
what?
Beat Dallas.
Sacramento deserves it. I know I'm one of the minority that wanted the Mavericks to win. Sacramento deserved to get embarrassed because of the audio that came out of what they did to try to troll and make fun of the Mavs during those pregame introductions.
Starting lineups first for the visiting Dallas Mavericks.
My little pony, what is friendship?
A 6'7 forward from Kentucky, number 25, PJ Washington. A 6'10 forward from Kentucky, number 3, Anthony Davis. A 7'1 center from Duke, number 2, Derek Lively II.
So there you go, you get the point.
That's just good. Like, that's good, solid.
You don't think that revved up AD to struggle and go 2-for-9 in the first half?
I mean, clearly, yeah, that worked in that sense in terms of just distracting him. But I think that's just good, solid trolling. I don't know how you'd even that out if the Kings were here, what song you could play for them. But yeah, it's good. My Little Pony, it's a decent bit. I actually respect it.
So in order to try to figure out how legit this jaw ankle is, you go to Vegas and the points spread. Don't look, Bobby, unless you already have.
I have not.
The other day, the Grizz were favored by 6.5. What do you think it is right now?
6.
It's 6.5.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he's playing. He's playing, or he's not playing, and if he was playing, it was going to be 10.5. Something like that. But that sounds like, all right, he's going to be good to go then. Or they expect him to. And so...
And again, how do they get inside the Grizz sources to tell them how he's really doing? Why would anyone inside the Grizz have incentive to feed Vegas and any other team in professional sports?
There have been... I know there have been
all
instances with the NFL where that's the first sign that something's wrong. Like people even with a team may not have an understanding of, is this guy going to play? And then they see the line move aggressively. I remember that happened once with Dak. It was heading into the Minnesota game, I think in 21, when he had gotten hurt. And there were people with the team who were like not sure if he was going to play or not. And then in the middle of the week, all of a sudden on like a Wednesday, it flipped from Dallas being 6-point favorites to like 6-point underdogs. And that's when it's like, okay, how does Vegas get that before people in that building seem to get that? It's insane the way they have their little leverage points.
Bobby's most disliked commissioner in all of sports, Adam Silver, was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And Silver was asked about us. We're, of course, a national topic with all the Luke outrage and the Nico secret meetings. And Bobby has been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, that Adam Silver should have pulled a David Stern and stopped this trade. McAfee asked Silver why he didn't do it.
Yeah, so first, just to clarify, the commissioner doesn't have the right to block a trade other than a trade not conforming to our rules. So, okay. And you alluded to... David Stern once blocked a trade, but I get how confusing it was to fans, but he was both the commissioner and the acting owner of the New Orleans franchise at the time.
Got it.
And so a trade was recommended to him by the general manager, and he turned down that trade based on what he thought was in the best interest of that franchise.
I forgot that. I forgot that Stern was actually temporarily owning them. Because I was ticked off and I was like, this is messed up. You should allow these teams to go ahead, go about their business. But David Stern was operating the New Orleans franchise, I guess, and was like, nah, this ain't going to be good for us.
Yeah, I guess it's similar to when the Rangers were going through the transition, the sale from Tom Hicks to the Chuck Greenberg-led group. They were in a similar spot where I remember people were frustrated and wanted Tom Hicks to add something at the deadline or do certain things. And the league, because of where they were at and Tom Hicks and the team, I think going through bankruptcy at that point, were at a point where the league had to approve any transaction the Rangers made because of their financial situation. And so that makes sense in that sense. What doesn't make sense is that Adam Silver hasn't gotten in the way of the Mavericks shooting themselves in the foot for the last 2 months. From a PR standpoint.
So you're okay at the end of the day that he didn't block it?
I would like there to be a rule that would allow him, but given the explanation, that makes sense. And so I understand if he can't, but somebody's got to step in and, A, when they get wind of it, try to discourage it at least. Like, guys, this is going to create a total unbalanced situation. Would you just think about it? And B, somebody talk to them and get them out of their own way with some of the PR issues that they've had. Because... as Bontemp said the other day on that Hoop Collective podcast that we play clips from, he said, you could make an argument that what they did in the 2 months after is just as bad as what they did with the trade. The way they have handled every single response has been so bad. And the league just kind of shrugs their shoulders and go, what are we going to tell them to do? We don't know.
Adam Silver says, well, we know that Roger Goodell has done this with certain NFL teams.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone to them and was like, clean your S up. Stop embarrassing the Shield. Adam Silver says he understands the outrage, the anger, and the revolt in DFW.
So I get the fans' passion. I understand, again, why Dallas Mavericks fans are so upset. I personally am a fan of Luka Doncic. I think he's a great young man. You know, and, you know, let's see how this turns out. I want him to be great. I want the Dallas Mavericks to be great. But there's no doubt, I'd say, I've been in the league for a long time. It's been remarkable, I think, how much interest there's been in this trade, maybe because you have the Lakers on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You have the happenstance that Mark Cuban just recently stepped out as the owner of that team. So a lot of chatter around it. But, you know, we'll see when they play the games how this works out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at parisbaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit one.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Yeah, it's good for you, all the attention and the noise. It sucks for us, man. Yeah, it's good for the league. It's good for you.
Well, and I mean, I'm getting really tired of the, you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know, we know how it's played out. So far, it's been really bad. It's been awful. It has been disastrous to this point. And their responses to it every turn has been disastrous. But I mean, again, we talked about it yesterday. They want to hang up their 2.5 quarter banner. They want the, yeah. You know, that's what they want to put up there, and that's what they want to claim. It's just like, see, we were right. We're just never going to be able to see what I envisioned other than 2.5 quarters. But I was right.
That's going to be the excuse. But then the follow-up to that is, yeah, we criticized you because we knew Anthony Davis wasn't going to be on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we were going nuts. So you have no injury excuse because injury was part of the criticism of getting AD here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what we theorized this, but again, that was something McMahon said the other day on that podcast. Was he said AD came back too early because he was trying to save Nico's butt.
Yep.
And look what it did.
Adam Silver on the Pat McAfee Show talking about Patrick Dumont.
In terms of the trade itself, look, it's obvious, time will tell. The only place where I feel defensive on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks and new ownership there is there were some suggestions early on that the trade wasn't done for basketball reasons, that somehow new owner didn't want to pay a maximum salary or had, you know, was focused on building a new real estate development or something else. The only thing I can say, and I feel very confident in this, knowing Patrick Dumont, who's the governor of the team and the people involved, they believed that they were making the best trade on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks. Whether that turns out to be true, again, only time will tell. I've known Nico for a long time, Nico Harrison. He was a longtime executive at Nike before he was at Dallas Mavericks. Again, whether or not he made the right trade, he's a really decent person. I know he's trying to do the best he can to run that franchise. It's been a rough time since they made the trade.
this is pathetic that the commissioner of the league has to sit there and go like, I know they think they're doing the right thing. I know that they really are.
Heart's in the right place.
And man, he's a decent guy.
Everyone keeps saying that about Nico, by the way. Good guy. I've known him for a long time. Really good guy. He's too good of a guy. He's too moral. His basketball morals destroyed an entire franchise.
I was going to say, I don't know. It sounds like there's about a dozen people who don't have jobs anymore. You could ask them, do you think Nico Harrison's a good guy? That would say, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's kind of a snake. And I mean, when you hear...
That's Casey Smith.
I cannot wait for...
That, by the way, got buried during the secret meeting when McMahon was pressing him. Why'd you get rid of Casey Smith and these other people who are regarded as the best in their field? Eventually, after the back and forth, the answer came back from Nico, well, the other people we brought in were better. And I was like, ooh, that's That's stinging.
It's just he is so passive aggressive and so petulant, and it's I cannot.
It's amazing that someone that seems this socially awkward could have these Nike relationships behind the scenes.
See, I feel like Dumont's socially awkward. I feel like Nico is almost, for lack of a better term, psychologically abusive. And so I could see how that would actually operate in the right realm and in the dog-eat-dog world of, like, the shoe game. But, my gosh, I cannot wait for McMahon's article to come out whenever he addresses the Dirk thing. And then I want to hear Adam Silver answer that. Why? Justify this. Justify them basically freezing out the person who built Dallas basketball.
Of course, the fan text is saying, look, it's all set up for Vegas. It's obvious. You've called it from day one on the fan text. They're moving out of here. They're trying to gaslight and ruin the fan base. Adam Silver addressed that.
They're not going anywhere. There's no thought of that team going anywhere. It's true that the group that bought the team is out of Las Vegas, but they couldn't be clear. And I just want to make sure that, well, there's no doubt people have been talking about it, and it'll turn out over time to be a good or bad trade. But it had there were no ulterior motives there. This team is staying in Dallas. In fact, they're looking at building a new arena in Dallas. So that's that.
I cannot wait for them to put something on the ballot with this basketball team and watch that get voted down.
Oh, you think people will just not approve anything they want
to
do?
I wouldn't dare put anything on the ballot. I mean, they're not going to. They're not prepared for it. But if they were close and ready to put something on the ballot, I would say you need to wait because you're going to get it voted down right now.
A Dallas Cowboys celebrity couple gets engaged. And why is Vegas not picking the Dallas Stars starting tomorrow night? Next for the 6 a.m. Club right here on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.